This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is The Good Life. Food, wine, and all the good things of life. Now, here's the host of The Good Life, Guy Bauer.
Have you been outside yet? What a nice day. You know, it's a little cold, but you know, it's supposed to be cold. Finally, after an unseasonably warm summer, fall, autumn, you call it, it's cold. And no moisture. That's a shame. But I will tell you, the seven-day forecast has us going in the low 20s overnight to the highs 30s until Wednesday or Thursday next week, and then we're supposed to get a little snow. And that's my weather report for the day. Hey, I'm glad you joined us. It's the Good Life Food, Wine, and Fun for your ears. We're going to start off, and this will be the fourth and final copy of Meathead Goldwyn's book, The Science of Great Barbecue and Grilling. If this book is a New York Times bestseller, one of the 22 essential cookbooks for every kitchen, Meathead is an outdoor grilling and smoking guru, and he has a really cool website. It is called AmazingRibs.com. If you want a copy of this book right now, all you have to do is nothing other than dial 316-869-1330. Call now. Caller number 5. Andrew will take your information down. We'll ship you a copy of that book. Now, and we're going to give another book away that you'll really want. And that book is the topic of today's show. It's called Kitchen Creativity. And if I asked you to write a paragraph what you think this was about, you wouldn't even get close. It is so cool, and it's such a complex piece of work. And it is written by my guest, with photos and assistance by her husband, Karen Page and Andrew Dornenberg. I went back in my old papers to try and find what book they were on for. Long ago, it was probably their one of their many award-winning books. I think it might have been What to Drink with What You Eat.
That would be my guess.
Hi, Karen. How are you? I could read your whole award-winning bio, but this book is so cool. An hour is not long enough to talk about the book, and I want to talk about some other things with you. And I think the best thing to start with is say thank you for being a part of the program today.
Oh, so happy to be back.
Great to be here.
Yes.
Hi, Andrew. Good.
Hey.
You're here.
And I think it would be What to Drink with What You Eat, because I have the feeling we talked to you about wine before, which I think is a passion of yours, isn't it,
Guy? Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, so that comes to mind. But it's such a pleasure to be with you. Thanks for having us again.
And was that book, I'm thinking, 2004, 2005?
2006.
Six. Yep. There you go. Okay. See, I was close.
Very close.
And then I lost all the data from those days when I migrated to a completely new website in 2008.
Okay. We've been in that position before. Yeah, I think it was 2006.
When I was getting ready for the show, and of course I go and look and I tell people how they can get a copy of the book, and I go to Amazon and I go to some of the publishers that have put together some of your books, and I look at all these books that you guys have done and worked on together. I mean, pretty amazing stuff. You guys have been very busy and very productive, and in fact, highly recognized and awarded in the world of chefdom and cooking and food. And so I'm going to shut up, and I would like you both to take a period, and let's talk about how you guys got together, how you created a life centered on all the fun things that you do that for work. And I know that it really is work, as much as I know people have told you, oh, I wish I could do what you do. You could if you worked hard. Well, take us back to the beginning.
For a few years now, because Kitchen Creativity is actually book number 11. And so we've been collaborating for quite a long time. Our first book, Becoming a Chef, came out in 1995, which we co-authored when Andrew was working as a professional chef. He was still working in some of the top kitchens in Boston and New York City at the time that the book came out. And we've evolved through Culinary Artistry, Dining Out, and other books to be able to write full-time, which is such a pleasure and a privilege. And then by the time What to Drink with What You Eat came out, I think that was 2006, as we said, and the Flavor Bible followed just a couple years later, 2008, we really have fallen in love with this whole idea of flavor affinities and flavors that work well together. And so when we spoke to you about What to Drink with What You Eat, it was really about how do you take what is in your glass and use it to enhance whatever it is that's on the plate, and talking about food and wine pairing and how people can think about that if they're not trained sommeliers, how they can really get their arms around the topic. And that's really what to Drink with What You Eat focused on. And then Flavor Bible was really focusing on picking up that idea of flavor affinities and coming up with an A to Z guide of different ingredients that you might cook with or make drinks with, and will give you the herbs, spices, and other seasonings that will best enhance their flavor. So you can look up anything from apples to zucchini, and the answer's there. Mm-hmm. But I think the creative process goes on so much, so far beyond that, where you're you know, I think especially for professional chefs these days who are trying to come up with specials at their restaurants, or even for home cooks who are looking to create something different on a Thursday than they did on a Monday, they want to get some ideas and how can I shake it up a little bit? How can I be more creative? And so with Kitchen Creativity, the goal was really to take some of the great chefs that we've spoken to over the last 20-plus years, people like Rick Bayless in Chicago, Danielle Ballou and Eric Repair and Dan Barber in New York City, and literally some of the very best chefs all across the country and around the world, talking with them about their creative process. How do they approach it? How do they get their inspiration? Where do they find new ideas? And how can we, as mere mortals, apply it in our own home kitchens when we're inspired by them? And that's really what led to this book.
Wow. Okay, that was a lot. Now, Andrew, it's your turn. Tell me this. I know you both enjoy cooking, and Andrew, you were in professionally cooking. What got you? Tell us how you met this pretty lady you're married to, and how you partnered up and did what you all do.
Well, I will just start out by saying I was very blessed to meet Karen over 30 years ago here in New York City, and we've been collaborating ever since. And whether it be on our marriage and life or our writing. And in this case, in this book, this is the second book I've done the photography for, so it's been really fun to have sort of a different area to work in with collaborating with Karen, but it's also great to have her eye when I come home with photos, or we'll be talking to a chef and we'll get an idea, like, you know, this is a photo we really want to get. And Karen mentioned Eric Repair, and Eric Repair meditates, and we got a shot of him, you know, talking about his meditative practices. And we talked to Jeremy Fox, who gets his ideas when he's driving in the car. So we got to capture and sort of bring these stories more to life. So it's been a lot of fun, not just writing with Karen in the early days, but now being a collaborator as a photographer has really, I think, brought our work to a different level of fun and excitement, if that's even possible.
Okay.
So it's so nice to have a professional chef like Andrew on the team. So, you know, I'd love for the story of how we met to be that I, you know, had a dish at a restaurant that was so delicious that I said, oh, I must meet the chef who made this. And we met eyes, and we've been together ever since. But it wasn't quite like that. We were actually introduced by a mutual friend quite some time ago, and one thing led to the next, and I was living in New York, he was living in Boston. Next thing I knew, I had a boyfriend in Boston, and we were doing the long distance thing for a couple years, and then eventually I moved to Boston, where he was sort of transitioning from the front of the house in the restaurant business to the back of the house, and he was trying to decide, you know, as an aspiring professional chef, should I go to cooking school or not? And I said, well, you should do what I do whenever I want to know the answer to something. I go and I buy a book on it. And he said, well, there are no books on becoming a chef. I said, well, that's crazy. Everybody's starting to want to be interested in becoming a chef. And so we did the research. We found literally there were no books on becoming a chef. And I thought, well, sweetheart, you should write one. And he said, well, I'm not a writer. I said, well, how about if I help you? So our first book, Becoming a Chef, was a collaboration. We interviewed 60 of America's best chefs and how they got to be where they were at that point in time, which was as the very best chefs in America. People like Alice Waters, Emeril Lagasse, Daniel Ballou, Rick Bayless, and so forth. And from there, once we wrote the career path of how chefs should become, how they can get their start, which Andrew did kind of to guide himself in the profession, we won the James Beard Award. We were on the Today Show. The book became a bestseller, and I think Andrew decided that he'd rather work on creating books about food rather than working in the hot heat of the kitchen. So that led to Culinary Artistry, which was our second book, and then a whole series of books after that, which I don't think we've really looked back. And we just keep having so many more questions. And Guy, as you know from doing what you do for so long, there's so much to learn in this business about food, about wine, about how it all works together in the restaurant business. And so every time we write another book, it's really to answer the questions that we're most interested in at that particular time. And so this time around, it just happened to be creativity.
Wow. I'm taking notes, adding to all the things that I want to ask you.
Lots to cover.
A quick question. Do you guys enjoy cooking together just for yourselves? And as a side question, do you entertain a lot?
Let's see.
Well, I love cooking with Karen. We have a great time cooking. Sometimes we have to sort of set our boundaries, because there's, as we like to say, there's room for only one ego in the kitchen. And being a former professional chef, that could be me at times. But last night we pulled together a pasta dish together, and it was just kind of lovely. We live in New York, so it's a fairly small kitchen, but it's just always sort of fun to have someone there to keep tasting with you and say, what do you think? What do you think? And playing off that. And so you finally get the just right. And then one of us might put a little more Parmesan cheese than the other person. But other than that, we are a really simpatico, similar palate, which is really fun to cook with, Karen.
Yeah, I think we probably don't entertain as much as we wish we could, because we tend to be on the road a lot. We're always researching and photographing, in Andrew's case, a new book. And so we do spend a lot of time on the road. We've been on book tour for the last couple months, so it's actually really nice to be hunkered down in New York City for a change after having been on the road for so long. And so we actually do get a chance to cook together. Like, we cooked together a little bit last night, and, it's as Andrew said, it's always a negotiation. Okay, we're having this. We're going to have a pasta dish. Okay, where's the green vegetable we're going to throw in? Because we're always trying to be a little healthier. And we love the texture and the flavor that, spinach can add when you throw it into a pasta dish, and the beautiful color, of course. But I think in terms of entertaining, we probably see our friends out in restaurants. A lot of times we're really researching the next book, which involves eating out in restaurants an awful lot. It's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it. And we'll often invite friends along to check out a new restaurant with us, and it's always helpful to get other opinions and other points of view on what restaurants are doing and what lessons can be learned at their table.
Interesting. Well, let's take a quick break, and we'll come back. We'll talk more about kitchen creativity. Congratulations to John Ray here in the flatlands of Wichita. He was the lucky caller number 5 to get the barbecue book from Meathead Goldwyn. And we are going to give away a copy of Kitchen Creativity. It's a massive book with so much fun stuff. You just open to any page, and I guarantee you, you'll laugh, you'll learn something, and you'll have some aha moments within a page or two of opening the book. Quick break, and we'll be right back with my guest, Karen Page, her husband and photographer on this book, in this case, Andrew Dornenberg. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.